Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. This is the final episode of Summer with Mia. We're just doing these little bonus scenes, and after that, we're done with Summer with Mia. So, you'll see what we have in store for you shortly after. Somebody said they didn't like my microphone, but, like, I listened back to my stuff and everything's clear, so I have no earthly idea what's wrong with your frickin' headphones, but I sound good. If I didn't sound good, then I would have said something. And I always make sure that I can be heard over the music or whatever's going on. This was during a comic, though, so I might just have to switch my settings because I have one that allows for feedback, so you guys can hear the music, and I have one that allows for just me, so you don't quite hear the music, and of course when there's nothing playing, you probably don't want to hear the fuzz in the background, because I don't wear headphones, I can't because of my ear. Anyway, let's get started. Looking around the mall a little, you find a jacket you like. Going back to the dressing rooms to try it, you notice something. What the... Lucky. Holy, she's hot as fuck. I'd pound that ass for days. No, wanting to see more, you gently moved the curtain. Much better, gotta be careful she doesn't see me, though. She took off her bra. Oh, got an idea. You take out your phone and start typing on it. Hey, occupied. Oh shit, I'm sorry. I was just answering a text, wasn't looking where I'm going. I don't really care, just get out. Of course, again, I'm sorry, since you didn't kill me yet, I call this plan a success. You still haven't left, you know. And stop staring. Right, can I just say one thing before I leave? What? Was wondering if I could buy you coffee after you're done here. As a way to apologize, I mean. You do realize this isn't the best way to ask. I don't even know your name, man. Well, it's Grim. There, now you know. Can I treat you to some coffee now? I guess a coffee can't hurt. Wait for me outside, okay? Great, sure. I'll be right in front. Yeah, you can get out now. Oh, yeah, sorry. Ashley, by the way. Well, nice to meet you. See you outside. Can't believe this worked. Yeah, me neither. Whoops. It says you go wait while she finishes up in the store. So, got a place in mind? Well, there's an okay coffee house in this mall, I heard. Never been, though. Huh, me neither. And I guess it'll be a first for us both. Let's get going. Not long after you're there. You want to choose the table? I've always been a fan of corner tables. Man, it's fucking blue. It's like they didn't even finish this. They're a bit away from everyone, so it's less noisy. Corner table it is, then. Here you go. Nice gentleman act. Haha, still, thank you. So, what do you do? I mean, besides going around the mall, walking in on girls changing, of course. That's just a part-time thing. I actually just finished high school. You? Should be two words. College. Sophomore. You plan on going? Probably, yeah. Though I'm not sure which one yet, so I might take a year off. Try and save up or something while figuring out what I'm really into. Wow, that's pretty mature of you. Better to think it through than just go to any college and waste time in a place you hate. Although it's a shame you're not going this year. We could use more guys on our campus. What are you studying anyway? I study art. Oh, I got a friend in art school, too. Can't remember the name of her college, though. Describe her. Who knows? Maybe we met? Well, her name's Emma, and she's got purplish hair, I guess. Wait, long bangs? Yeah, how'd you guess? A bit eccentric? You mean crazy? Yeah. Perfect B-cups? Oh, yeah, wait. This is Emma's hometown? Haha, wow. The world really is a small place. What do you mean? Yeah, we go to the same college. To be completely honest, we even had a thing for a short while. Who? Emma? Holy shit, so you're gay? Don't look so sad all of a sudden, giggle. I'm not gay, we just had a fling, that's all. Call it a little college experimentation if you want, haha. While you were talking, a waitress comes to take your order. Sorry that you had to wait so long, guys. It's a bit crowded. Not a Brit crowded. It's a Brit crowded here. No. Ready to order? Sure, got any recommendations? We just got a new herbal tea. It's a mix of a few mushroom extracts with a dash of rum to add flavor. Well, damn. Ooh, sounds great. Yeah, I'll have that. Okay, and for the gentleman, guess I'll take the same. Okay, two mushroom tea. Okay, that's fucking catchy. Tea's coming up. Gotta warn you, though, I'm really bad with alcohol. Don't worry, it's tea. They probably put less than a shot inside. You should be fine. Guess you're right. So, where were we? You were saying something about being really into me or something. I don't know. It really took me by surprise, to be honest. You're funny, I'll give you that. So what brings you to the mall? This might surprise you, but I came here looking for an unsuspecting girl changing so I can accidentally stumble into her booth. Guess you were really lucky then. Oh yeah, it went even better than expected. It's probably not a really good thing to say, but I know he's doing a joke and she's, you know, laughing about it. Found a hot and interesting girl. Pfft, flattery will get you everywhere, haha. Suddenly she takes out a pack of cigarettes. You smoke? Rarely. I pretty much just light one up at parties when I'm stressed as fuck. Right? It helps you relax so much. Want one? Yeah, sure. She hands you a cigarette and you both light one up. Inhale. Ugh, you still cough when you inhale. Sorry, I haven't had one in a while. Damn, I probably look like a kid now. Don't worry, these are a bit stronger, so it's no wonder why they make you cough. Plus, it was cute. For some reason, she gets up and walks to you. Remember, if she smokes, she pokes. Mind if I sit here instead? Of course not, she asks after she already sat here. Not that I mind at all, though. Am I too close? Oh, feel free to be as close as you want. Seems like our order's coming. The waitress arrives and gives you your order. It's leaving soon after. She's got a nice butt, don't you think? Yeah, I agree. It's pretty firm, but it still jiggles nicely. Wow, honestly, I'm surprised. Honestly, I'm surprised, gotta say. One thing that is really good in situations like that, if she, like, says, hey, the waitress has a nice butt, usually agree because women are, like, I mean, you'd think it'd be a jealousy thing, but, I mean, if she says something like, what are you doing staring at that woman's butt, that's, you don't do that. It's like, were you staring at her butt, something like that, then you say, you know, no, of course not, or make up some kind of thing. I mean, you should probably be honest in that situation, but she'd be, like, you'd get chewed out or whatever. But if she says to you, hey, that waitress has a nice butt, don't you think? And it's like, well, you know, come to think of it, she does. And of course, you know, it would be a much different situation. I'd love to paint a nude portrait of her. Wonder if she'd pose for me. Well, we can ask if you want, chuckle. Maybe later, I'm having fun right now. Oh, let's try the tea before it gets cold. You're right. You both take a sip of the tea. It's delicious. Not bad. How much rum did they put in this? It's pretty damn strong. I want to drink the whole thing right away, but it's too hot. Yeah, it does taste pretty good, though. Not long after, Ashley finishes her tea before you even drink half of yours. Mmm, it was so good. How much did they put in there? Hiccups? Is she already drunk? She really wasn't kidding about being a lightweight. So, what's next? Oh, she's giggling. What do you mean? Well, I was thinking. Yeah. Ashley leans over and kisses you. Muffled noises. After a few seconds, she backs away. Sorry, I don't know what came over me. Gotta be the alcohol. It's okay. Feel free to have another go whenever you want. Chuckle. Sure. What? She kisses you again. This girl is awesome. I think we're getting some attention. Want to go somewhere else then? I'd love to. Got any place in mind? Movie teether? Maybe we could go back to the store. The changing room was where we met after all. Chuckle. Lead the way. Holy crap. So now what? I guess we should go inside. Sure. Checking that nobody saw you, you both walk into the changing room. Guess this is the first time I've seen you here with your clothes on. We can easily fix that. Saying this, she slips off her top. Better? Almost. Haha, I know what you want. You'll have to take something off first, then. No problem. With a smile across your face, you strip off your shirt. Your turn. Slowly. Sensually. She takes off her bra. Keep going. Nope, it's your turn now. This is taking too long. You take off your pants, but pull your boxers down along with the pants. Oh, wow. You got quite the package. Glad you like it. Sit. Sure. You obey, and Ashley kneels in front of you. I wonder if, what's she thinking about? Oh, I knew it. Fuck yeah. They can't even cover him. Like it? A like isn't even close. Her boobs are so soft, like every AVN girl. There's no way I can hold it for, there's no way I can hold it for long like this. Fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, no, no. Not yet. I still want to try him out properly. What do you mean? She'll see. Holy shit. Looks at that ass. It's supposed to be look at that ass, not looks at that ass. She's ready for you. I can see your pussy soaking wet. Go ahead. Understood. Be gentle. Ah! Oh, God. It's stretching my pussy apart. Yes, more. Fuck me harder. Spread my little pussy. Shh, people are gonna hear you. I don't give a shit. Let them hear. Ah, this is the best cock I ever had, says every girl in these games. Her pussy is squeezing me so much. Fuck. Yes. Harder. Getting close again. Don't you dare pull out before I come. Pound my pussy as hard as you can. What? But I'm on the pill. Fuck me. Nice. Moan. Ah, yes. Pant. Yes. I'm gonna come. Fuck me too. Yes, fill my dirty pussy up. Coming like a madman. You fill her up so much that some of it starts leaking out. Best fuck ever. Turning around, she's surprised. Still hard? Yeah. That won't do. Up for another round? Definitely. Almost instantly after saying this, you raise her up on the wall. Oh, I like your idea. At least. Warm me up first. Sorry, couldn't stop myself. Fuck it. Just don't stop. Got it. Yes. You're gonna, you'll break my pussy. You continued pounding with all your strength for a little longer until I'm coming again. You're still going? Want me to stop? Hell no. Do me as much as you can. Understood. Yes. About half an hour and three orgasms later. Holy shit, that was intense. We should probably get dressed and get out of here. I really doubt they didn't notice us by now. You go ahead. I'm gonna stay and take a little nap. You sure? Yup. I can barely feel my legs anyway. Sorry about that. Might have gone a bit too far. No, you were perfect. Actually, here. She hands you a piece of paper. Huh? It's my number. Call me next time you feel like letting off some steam. Giggle. Haha, got it. See you later then, I guess. Of course. Bye. Bye. Guess I should get going too. Part 2 of Ashley's story unlocked. Don't forget to go check it in bonus scenes. Okay, next scene. Oh, hey there, Stud. Ashley, hey, Stud. Well, that's what came to mind when I remember our little adventure in the mall. Haha, thanks, I guess. I should be the one saying thanks, though. So what brings you out here? Just getting some stuff. You? To be honest, I forgot. Aha, what? Who cares, chuckle. Anyway, you busy? Want to go grab coffee or something? Nah, let's just skip to the fun part. Fun part? Yeah, I'm kind of horny and last time was fun as fuck. Didn't expect this, but hell yeah. You got a place in mind? Not many risk-free places around. Doesn't have to be risk-free. I mean, last time wasn't in a risk-free place either. True. Think I got an idea then. Lead the way. Sure. Not long after, you were at Victoria's Not So Secret, which they only say like two or three times. Me and the guy that I was editing the script with kind of got an argument because he said, it's not the clothing store. It's called Victoria's Not So Secret, but that's what they were calling it later. Fancy choice. Only the best. I got an idea then. I'll go choose something fun to wear since we're already here. Sounds great. That was definitely not my initial idea. Go wait by the dressing room. I'll be right there. Got it. You went and got a seat, and moments later, she came with some clothes. And? What did you pick? You'll just have to wait till I put it on, giggle. Fine. Can't wait. She goes into the changing room, and minutes later... Still there? Of course. Come in, then. Here we go. As you walk into the dressing room, you're met with a sight. Your jaw instantly drops. Like my choice? As soon as she asks this, you drop your pants. What do you think? I see. Get it over here, then. I miss this huge cock of yours. Oh, hey, there's better rendering on this scene. Oh, he missed you, too. Let's not waste any more time, huh? Without waiting for you to answer, she slides her tongue down your shaft, gently toying with your balls, too. Gulp. Before you can even react, she shoves your cock deep down her throat. Slurp. Gag, it's getting bigger, yay! Kinda hard not to when you're this good. Giggle, thanks. Don't worry, we're just getting started. Immediately after finishing her sentence, Ashley starts deep-throating you. Yeah, she's fucking intense. Slurp. Glug, no way I can last long like this. As if she knew how close you were, she got even more intense. I'm gonna come. Go ahead, fill my mouth. Unable to stop yourself anymore, you start pumping cum into Ashley's throat. Whoa, that was a lot. Sorry, couldn't hold it anymore. Well, since you're still hard, I don't see the problem. Come all you want, giggle. She winks at you while getting up. Want to get on to the main show? With a smile across her face, she starts waving her ass at you. Come here, stud. Oh, fuck yeah. The moment you get close, Ashley shows you she's ready. Don't keep me waiting. No need to tell me twice. Ah, yes. Shh, they're gonna hear us outside. I don't give a shit. They can join for all I care. Keep fucking me. How freaky is this girl? Fuck yeah, do it harder. Stretch that little pussy. Fuck. Fuck me, yes. Ugh, I'm so close. Her pussy is too tight. Perfect, I want it all. You pull out your cock as she turns around, completely enveloping your cock with her lips. As soon as you felt her tongue touch the tip of your cock, cum shoots out, spraying the inside of her mouth. Delicious. I almost couldn't swallow it all. Nice. And you're still hard? Holy. It's thanks to the lady's outfit. Ha, lady? Oh, I'll show you I'm no lady. Hell yeah. Come here. She pounces at you, pushing you down on the floor. I'm taking the lead this time. Still so perfectly hard. That's it. Ah, I feel like coming each time she lowers herself. I can't. I'm gonna come. It's pressing against my cock perfectly. Yes, I'm coming. Fuck me too. Fuck yeah, come with me. Almost at the exact same second, you feel her squirt all over you as you erupt into her. Pant, pant. Wow, that was even better than pant last time. Thanks. How many people do you think heard us outside? All of them probably. Though you did say you don't mind. I said it in the heat of the moment, not like I really want everyone to see us. To be honest, I'm usually kind of shy. Okay, how in the... We shouldn't go out at the same time. You go first and I'll hang around a little. I'll come out when the air's clear enough. You sure? She trying to get rid of me? Yeah, go. If you say so, she's scared about people seeing us together or something? Oh, also, yeah, she definitely married or some shit. She's definitely married or some shit. Hope we get to have more fun like this again, giggle. Me too. Oh, guess she isn't married. Aha. Bye then. She's in college, I doubt it. See ya soon, hopefully. Okay, that was Ashley's story. This isn't long, guys. You enter Mia's room, hiding a gift behind your back. Hey, Grim, what's up? I wanted to ask something. Looks like she's in a good mood. Perfect. Shoot. I got you a dress, and I was wondering if you'd try it out. A dress? Gotta admit, I'm surprised. I can already guess what kind of dress it's gonna be, though. So, is that the one you're trying to hide behind you? What? Yeah, that's the one. Wait, why did you say you're surprised? I just expected something dirty, to be honest, like lingerie or something. I wouldn't call it dirty. Here. Finally, you show Mia the dress. I'm never doubting my instincts again. What do you mean? And something dirty like I thought. I think it's not really that dirty. I saw it and thought you'd look really hot in it, that's all. Of course you did. So, you want me to wear this while we have sex? Yes, please. Ugh, fine. I actually want to try it on, can't lie. It does look cute. Plus, maybe I can make this fun. Telling you to sit on the bed and close your eyes, Mia puts on the outfit. After a few moments, you can open your eyes now. Slowly, you do so. Okay. Holy shit, it looks perfect on you. Glad you like it, sir. Sir, what are you talking about? Role-playing, idiot. Oh, I get it. You're being silly, sir. So, is there anything I can do for you? I'm sure. What do I ask? Pick those clothes off the floor. Not the best idea, but okay. Right away, sir. Good. After you're done, come and wipe dust off the pictures on the wall behind me. Yes, sir. Mia seductively bends over and picks up pieces of clothes off the floor. Piece by piece. Each time she bends over, you get to see her perfectly round ass peek out, giving you an instant hard-on. After putting all the clothes away, she walks towards you. Sir, could I ask you to move just a little? I can't quite reach the pictures. No, do it over me. As you wish, sir. I know, it's like he's fucking Alfred. I'm sorry. He's getting really into it. This is fun. Her chest, only a few inches from your face, jiggles with her each motion. Getting this maid's outfit was the best idea ever. Her tits are absolutely perfect. I'm almost done, sir. Do you have any other assignments for me? I do. Remove my clothes. But, sir, wouldn't that be inappropriate? Are you saying no? Course not. I wouldn't dare disobey you, sir. Good. You can start now. She starts getting off the bed while moving. Her knee grazes your crotch. She feels your cock was rock hard, so she lingers on you for another second. Holy shit, she's loving this too. After taking off your shirt. Everything, sir? Everything. She takes off your boxers. Oh, I must say, sir, you're incredibly gifted. Gently grabbing your cock with a satisfied smirk across her lips, Mia starts moving her hand up and down. I know you haven't asked for this, sir, but I couldn't help myself. I hope you won't hold it against me. I'll let it slide this time. Then, can I go further, sir? No. What? You'll have to remove some clothes first. Wasn't wearing this the whole point? I still want to see your tits. As you wish, sir. Standing up, Mia takes her top off. Trying to cover her enormous chest with her hands, she barely succeeds, naturally. Acting shy all of a sudden, remove your hand. Yes, sir. More to your liking? Quite a lot, yes. Get on your knees. Mia obeys. Now you can continue where you left off. Understood, sir. She lowers her head towards your now throbbing cock. Nope. Oh, fuck, yeah. You can feel her tongue coiling around the head of your cock. With each movement of her head, you can feel her throat contract around your shaft. He's swelling up. Oh, you're not coming so soon. I want to have some more fun. Just as you were on the brink of coming, Mia pulls back and grabs your cock hard. Oh, why? I was so close. But sir, would you really want our fun to end so soon? Damn, she's right. And your next command? Why am I getting so turned on by being bossed around? You can take the rest of your clothes off. Yes, sir. A moment later, your sister is standing in front of you completely naked. No matter how many times you already saw her naked, you're still shocked at how well-toned and amazingly erotic her body is. And, let me just enjoy the view a little. All right, sir. Let me make it even better, then. Mia starts moving around, almost dancing. Your eyes stay glued to her ass as it swings around as if taunting you, slowly caressing herself, her hand sliding across her chest. Seeing her play with her ample tits hypnotizes you, wanting more than anything to feel those massive tits around your cock. Kneel. Yes, sir. Mia kneels in front of you, her tits already pushing against your cock. Use those ridiculously big tits to please me. Of course, sir. She wraps your dick almost completely. Is this to your liking, sir? Oh, yeah. Now stroke it. Right away, sir. Holy. You did not expect her to go all out right away. Squeezing your cock as hard as she could, her each movement is intense. You try your best not to come right there, and then... If it's all right with you, sir, I would love your cum to cover this lowly maid's bosom. What kind of man would I be if I refused such a request, like I could hold it for much longer anyway? She picks up the pace. Not long after, you feel yourself nearing the edge about to erupt. I'm coming! That's it, sir. Come all over me. Strains of shoot out of your swelling cock like a geyser, completely covering your sister's tits. Unable to stop, you spray all over her face, too. Mmm, not bad, sir. She whispers with an increasingly heavier breath. I hope you won't mind cleaning me up. Almost instantly, she licks all the cum off of your still erect cock. She continues wiping cum off herself and slurping it until there's not a drop left. After finishing, her eyes go over to your crotch. Oh, sir, I see you're still not satisfied. Would you be willing to allow your maid a reward, sir? Of course, you've more than earned it. She's completely in character. This outfit is the best thing I ever bought. Thank you, sir. I'll make sure you thoroughly enjoy it, too. I expect nothing less. She raises a leg and places it on your chest. What? Before you can even finish a word, she pushes you onto the bed. Let me take care of everything, sir. Your only task is to enjoy yourself. Climbing onto the bed in one motion, Mia mounts you. I hope you'll fit, sir. She slowly lowers herself until the tip of your cock touches her soaking pussy. The moment it does, she completely lets go and impales herself onto your cock. Oh, my fucking God, yes. Oh, fuck, she did it in one go. Sir, this is not good at all. I might get addicted to this monster of yours. Without a second wasted, her hips go up, slamming back down right after. Yes, fuck your slutty servant. She keeps up the pace for a short while, each time slowly lifting herself up and almost finally forcing your cock back inside. Still doing your best to hold on, you're almost losing your mind. No man could endure this amount of ecstasy for long. Slow down, I'm already close. Ah, Pan. That's all right, sir. I'm close, too. I want your cum, sir, please. Would you honor this? I honor this maid with your cum. I want to feel your cum inside me, sir. Do it, please. As you wish. Yes, yes. Fill this dirty maid with your cum, sir. Just hear. This puts you over the edge. I'm Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise. Just hearing this puts you over the edge. Without warning, you start pumping cum inside your sister. Fuck, yes! You keep coming, load after load. So much that your semen starts spilling out of Mia's pussy. There's so much! I can feel it still going inside me. Mia's almost surprised as a burst of overwhelming pleasure surges through her. Ah, I'm coming, sir! I'm coming with you! Tensing up uncontrollably, her back arches in pleasure, her pussy squirting all over your cock, your crotch, and even your chest. As she finally stops almost spasming, it takes her a few seconds before she manages to relax. Leaning over a few inches from your face, thank you for rewarding this dirty maid, sir. The pleasure was all mine. She leans in and kisses you. For a while, you both just catch your breath on the bed before going on with your day. Well, that was quite nice, don't you think? Dominatrix? Whoa! There's some crazy shit going on. Well, I may regret this, but I'm sure it's not the worst we'll see from these games. Hey, Mia, got a little present for you. Oh, really? Yeah, hope you like it, and I hope you'll show some appreciation. Hee hee hee. Oh, stilettos. They're perfect. Okay, now what do you want? Why would you ask that? Can't I just be nice and get you a gift? You? No. Fine. I was hoping you'd be grateful for it. Okay. Huh? Wait, really? Yeah, go to your room and wait for me. I'll go make sure mother and father aren't home. And you better be naked when I'm back. Understood. Fuck yeah. Patiently waiting in your room, you finally hear a knock on your door. Ready? I was born ready. Open the door. Mia comes in. Holy shit. Shut up. What? She walks over to you with an almost angry look on her face. I see you like the outfit. Put it on to match the stilettos. Of course I like the... I said shut up. Saying this, she lifts one leg up and steps on your crotch, pressing her heel softly against your cock. You only speak when spoken to, understood? Understood. I kind of like this dominatrix Mia. Understood, miss. Understood, miss. Good boy. Her foot starts moving, still pressing the stiletto against your cock. Naturally, it does hurt a little, but you're too excited to complain. If you keep being obedient, I might even reward you. Thank you. You feel the heel of her stiletto press into your cock hard. Ouch! Thank you what? Thank you, miss. She softens her press. Better. Damn, she's really into the bossy role, huh? You couldn't help keep your eyes off her long, toned legs. I don't understand how something as legs can look so good. And it is true. It's not like she even works out that much. Only a run from time to time. Nothing else. As you are having a short discussion with yourself, her foot slowly moves from your crotch towards your chest. You keep admiring her tight calves, her soft glistening skin, and simply the beautiful form of her legs. Once your heel reaches your chest, she presses down hard, almost impaling you with it. Ouch, what the fu- She presses even harder before you finish your sentence. Shut up. Now if you'd kindly take that heel off. Slightly feeling she'll stab you with the heel again, you obey. Hmm, that's good. Those heels are so tight. My foot feels free. Although it is a bit sore. Considering you're the one who gave me these stilettos, take responsibility. Kiss it. Kiss what? Miss! Yeah, yeah. Kiss what, miss? My foot, obviously. What? No, I'm not kissing your damn foot. Get in the role, idiot. Jesus. Fine, but I'm still not kissing your foot. After a deep breath, Mia tries to focus and get back in character. If you keep being a bad boy, I might have to punish you. Got it, miss. Wow, you actually remembered the miss part. Well done. Slowly, Mia pulls her leg back, causing her stiletto to slip off her foot, revealing her fishnet-covered toes. I love your choice of garment, miss. Oh, do they feel nice? She asks this as she gently rubs your chest. You're pleasantly surprised by how soft it feels. The silk that's grinding against your skin, and the faint sense of touch from the sole of her foot. It was doing things to you that you never expected from something like this. Damn, if I end up with a foot fetish after this, it's her fault. Her leg doesn't stay on your chest for long. Little by little, it goes down to your crotch. Finally getting there, Mia lifts her foot off. Want me to keep going? Yes, please. I must have heard you wrong. Oh, right, shit. Yes, please, miss. She lowers her foot down to your cock and presses it mildly. How frickin' erotic can she be? Even her foot feels fucking amazing. Like it? You like the feeling of my toes rubbing your big, hard cock? I love it, miss. Guess I can't stop then. Excuse me. Guess I can't stop then. Giggle. She starts rubbing your cock harder. You can feel every inch of her skin over the silk. Oh, looks like you're getting more and more into this, huh? Oh, yeah. I'm tired of correcting him. Fuck the miss part. I mean, yes, miss. A cheeky smile runs across Mia's face. He actually remembered, huh? Looks like he's starting to get into the role after all. Guess I gotta reward that. Moving her foot back to your chest, Mia looks at you with a foxy smile. Wanna help me take these off? You just nod your head obediently. Still saying nothing, you take off her thighs and... Her thighs? Tights! You take off her tights and the other stiletto. Mmm, this feels freeing. Don't worry, I'll make sure to make it up to you for taking off your gift. You feel her bare foot rubbing your cock. Oh, this is fucking awesome. I totally get these foot fetish people now. Move. I'm getting on the bed. Yes, miss. As you move away, Mia slides onto the bed. Now sit back. Just sit back and relax. Your sister puts both her feet on your cock. Hey, this is like the opening scene in Starless, remember, with the maid? Let's see how you like this. Her feet move in complete sync. Rubbing your cock in ways you never expected you'd enjoy. It got harder and harder to hold in. Plus the fact she keeps picking up the pace doesn't help at all either. It was amazing. Her skin was so soft, yet she keeps rubbing you so roughly. I can't. I'm gonna come soon. It's okay. You can cover my feet with your warm cum. There was no other choice anyway. Your cock was seconds from bursting. Fuck, I'm coming! Cum spurts out uncontrollably. Covering her feet as well as her legs. Oh, you were storing this much? Look at the mess you made. Still smiling, she leans over to your cock. Let me clean you up. Gulp. slurp, glug, slurp. She calls this cleaning up. It's a full-on blowjob. Deeper and deeper. Me as soon as your whole shaft inside her throat. And of course there's glug, gag, gag. Slow down. I'm gonna come again if you don't. Of course she ignores your plea. With her mouth filled by your cock, she just responds. Do with. Come. Ah, shit. Again, your cock starts shooting out, but this time Mia doesn't plan on letting a single drop go to waste. Slurp, glug, swallow. Mmm. You can still feel her tongue coiling around the head of your cock, cleaning every last drop of gum. Finally, she raises her head with a smile. Thanks for the gift, giggle. Oh no, thank you. Soon after, Mia leaves your room and you just lay there, exhausted. That was interesting. Pool party for two. This is the last one, guys. Hey, I got you something. Let me guess, a sex toy? No. Though if it was, would you try it? Doubt it. Anyway, it's a swimsuit. Oh, is it at least a cute one? Of course. You show her what you bought. How is that cute? It's almost a piece of string. It's sexy, that's more important. Plus the face you just made when you saw it was cute, so there's that. Funny. Anyway, there's no way I can go out in public with this thing on. How about you just try it on when mother and father leave the house? We can have some fun in the pool, too. Sure, I'll do it, just for you. He'd keep pestering me until I said yes anyway. If I make it a favor, maybe I can get him to do some shit for me later. Fuck yeah. Here, you take the swimsuit until they leave. Actually, mother told me they're going out this afternoon to get father a new suit. And you know how he is with suits. That means they're going to be gone for at least a few hours. You're in luck. Saying this, she gives you a little wink. Sometime later, you're in the pool. Just as you start wondering when Mia's coming, she comes out of the house. They left. What's with the towel? I didn't want to risk someone seeing me wear your gift. As she says this, Mia takes off the towel, and you could see that you chose perfectly. And? Is it how you imagined? I'll just say one thing. I'm already hard. Ha ha ha, you're always hard. True. So what are you waiting for? Get in the water. Calm down. I'm coming. Can't believe how hot you are in that bikini. I'm almost naked. No wonder you like... You suddenly grab her hand and pull her towards you. You... Pant. You don't waste time, huh? Can you blame me? I can feel his cock pressing against my ass. Is he really that turned on from just seeing me wear this? He's squeezing so hard, I'm getting turned on too. Her hand keeps playing, your hand keeps playing with her big soft breasts. But it wasn't enough for you, and your other hand moves down. Ah, slow down. Really? I can feel how wet you are even though we're in water. Don't act like you're not loving this too. She blushes. Quietly. Shut up. With a smile, you help her speak louder. Ah, yes. You continue rubbing her chest while playing with her clit. More. What's that? Don't think I heard you. Looks like the sled inside her is finally coming out. I said more. Much better. A finger slides in. Ah, yes. And another one. Oh, God, keep going. You pick up the pace with your fingers, swiftly entering and exiting the entrance of her pussy. Then all of a sudden, you shove your fingers as deep as you can. Moan. Fuck. I'm so fucking close. You could feel her body start tensing up, her pussy tightly squeezing around your fingers. She was close. You knew it. And then a voice is heard from inside the house. Mia, Grim, anyone home? Shit, they're already back. We're fucked if she sees me in this. Mia was just about to jump out of the pool and get her towel, but too late. Your mother was already coming out of the house. Whispers, stay quiet. She pushes you underwater and turns back. There you are, finally. Enjoying the pool, huh? Yeah, I was bored, so I thought I'd go cool off a little. How come you're back so soon? Your genius of a father forgot his wallet. Where's Grim? Don't know, probably either on his PC or sleeping. As the conversation goes on, you can feel your breath fading. Tapping Mia on the leg, you just hope she gets the message. I know, idiot, I'm trying. Shit, what if he gets up? I gotta think of something fast. Hey, mother, is that bird poop on the door? What, motherfuck? Instantly, she turns towards the house. Where? I swear I'm getting a gun and shooting each and every last one of them. That worked perfectly. Wow. Mia slowly grabs your hand and tugs you up. You resurface for some air. I almost drowned. Not my fault she's not going away. Just get rid. I can't see anything, dear. Noticing your mother's about to turn around, Mia shoves you back underwater. What was that splash sound? A bug was flying around me, so I tried scaring it away. Ew. Anyway, I didn't see anything on the door. Yeah, I must have seen... Rrrr! You okay? Of course, why wouldn't I be? Meanwhile, under the water. Guess I can have some fun since I'm stuck down here. You continue playing with your sister's pussy while she's talking to your mother. Don't you have to go with father? Yeah, I do. Just waiting for him to find the wallet. Maybe you should go help him. You're acting weird. Sure you're okay? Yeah, I'm great. He says he's dead as soon as she leaves. You don't look. Honey, where are you? Let's go. I'm in the backyard. I'm coming. She turns back to Mia. Don't stay in the pool for too long, okay? You don't look so great. Okay, mother. Bye. As fun as this is, I'm running out of breath again. See you later. With that, she heads inside. The moment she closes the door, you jump out of the water. Holy shit, almost died. You're not safe yet. Are you crazy? I was biting my lip the whole time just to stop myself from moaning. Sorry. Admit it, you can't say it wasn't turning you on. Being teased by your brother while talking to your mother. Of course it didn't. Then why are my fingers soaking wet? We're in the pool, idiot. Splash. Mia dives underwater. What are you... She swallows your cock completely. Slowly, she then pulls her head back until her tongue finds the head of your dick. You can feel it coiling all over. Oops, excuse me, guys. That's a... not a good point to do that. You can feel it coiling all over the head of your cock and your shaft. Teasing her already got me horny as fuck. If she keeps this up, I'm gonna blow. As if she heard your thought, she stops. Don't worry, I just got out for some air. With a sexy smirk, she goes back down. And before you even manage to react, shivers go throughout through your whole body. You feel something around your cock. Squeezing hard, but there's amazing softness at the same time. A boob job, too? The sensation's enhanced by the water flowing between her tits and your cock. Fine, you asked for it. Suddenly, you pull Mia up. Enjoying yourself? Let me show you how much. You grab her hands and turn her around. Her voluptuous apple-shaped ass gracing the tip of your swollen cock. Oh, taking charge? Can't say it's not sexy. Hearing her enjoy this so much just further enhances your assertiveness. You bend her over and slide her bikini to the side. She barely has time to say anything. Your cock was already at the entrance of her tight, soaking wet little pussy. Ah! Thrust after thrust, you keep shoving your cock inside your sister with ease. Mia's moans get louder and louder. Being underwater made no difference. Her fluid still drenched your cock. Oh, God, don't stop. Fuck my little pussy. After grabbing her legs, you pull Mia's ass up. Oh, shit, you're hitting so deep inside. Ah, yes, yes, keep going. This is too fucking good. Each of her moans and screams bring you to the edge of coming. Ah, it's getting bigger. Yeah, I'm close. Come whenever you want. I just want your cum. Ah! It's giving me a choice. Cream pie or swallow? Well, I mean, this is the last time, so we might as well go full on. Can't stop, I'm gonna come inside. Yes, moan, keep fucking me. You're thrusting along with your throbbing cock soon became too much for Mia. Ah, I'm close too, don't you dare stop. Cum starts blurting out into your sister as you shove your cock completely inside her. Oh, good, I'm coming! Her pussy tenses up as if trying to squeeze every single drop out of your cock. Her body shaking, Mia's eyes roll back from the complete pleasure. Ah! Exhausted from the intensity she just went through, Mia leans on the pool, surrounds. This was fucking amazing. I agree. And that's it. That's all we got. That's literally everything. Thanks again for being a part of this. It wasn't that long compared to some of the other ones, what we're still doing. But I wanted to get it done and out of the way. It was okay, and actually kind of got me interested in return to Mia, because Mia is just basically acting like the perfect woman, the sex goddess, everything. So I like that whole aesthetic, and I would definitely pick up the next game. But, we got other games to play, especially from this developer, and obviously we're either going to do Lust Theory or... what was that one? Not Summer Scent, because we're doing that, but it's like Chasing Seasons. I think that's the one we'll probably do next. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great AVNs.